Dana Hendrickson is both a military spouse and Director of Outreach and Advocacy at the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs. As part of Standing Together, the Humanities and the Experience of War, an NEH initiative facilitated in Maryland by the Maryland Humanities Council, we've asked her to reflect on how her experience as the wife of a veteran informs her work connecting Maryland veterans to resources and services.
Receiving word of an overseas deployment to Iraq was the last thing we expected while sitting on vacation in April of 2007. Prior to this call, life as a military spouse was mostly without incident. My husband worked a standard 9-to-5, I worked full-time, and we were expecting our second child. Little did I know that following this phone call, life as we knew it would shift. We welcomed our second son 3 weeks prior to the first deployment. While my husband prepared a nursery, he simultaneously prepared to go to war. I brought home baby clothes, while he brought home ballistic sunglasses, a gas mask, and tactical vest. During the course of the next 7 years, our family would incur a total of 4 deployments to Iraq. Despite the lack of physical scars, we learned that war does not leave its soldiers, Marines, airmen, or sailors without them, be they mental or physical. Following the third deployment, I had the opportunity to begin working as a resource coordinator with Maryland's Commitment to Veterans. It was during this tenure that I learned of the vast resources and services available to veterans. Now, as Director of Outreach and Advocacy for the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs, it is a professional and personal mission of mine, as well as mission of our department, to ensure veterans and their families are aware of the benefits to which they are entitled as a result of military service. The challenge for our servicemen and women as they transition off of active duty is finding a new path. They come from an environment where basic needs like housing, income, and health care have been provided. Our veterans define themselves by an MOS or AFSC, which in civilian terms we call a job title. It is our responsibility to provide a framework as they reintegrate into civilian life. I sometimes say the best way to get veteran-focused information into the house is through the spouse. So whether it's during a phone conversation, an email inquiry, or a face-to-face meeting, as I assist a veteran or family member, my personal experience as a spouse shapes my commitment to assist them. For veterans who came before, it is also our obligation to serve them, remaining mindful that the needs of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam-era veterans and their families are equally as diverse. The Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs has a service mission to provide representation to the United States Department of Veterans Affairs by assisting veterans with acquiring disability compensation and pension benefits. Our department maintains 5 state veteran cemeteries, 4 memorials, one of which is shared with Baltimore City, and the Charlotte Hall Veterans Home. We also staff an outreach and advocacy program providing education on veteran services. It is my honor to serve our veterans as they have so honorably served our state and country.
Learn more at veterans.maryland.gov or visit the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs Facebook page. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as archaeology and ethics, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WIPR, your NPR news station.